off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That was a bad dude.
Chuck. Iceman.
Chuck was a bad, bad dude. All right, how do you spell Gray?
G-R-E-Y.
Okay.
How do you spell Gray?
G-R-A-Y.
Okay.
You know, it.
Both are correct, right?
And both are correct. Until.
One's a color.
Until is spelled two ways, you know, U-N-T-I-L and U-N-T-I-L-L. But yeah, Gray is, it's always baffled me.
Okay.
How the same word can be spelled two different ways.
Yeah.
I get baffled easy.
Is there a story to go with Gray?
Not really.
So I misspell it or
no? Something? You know, because when we buy those vehicles, you know, I'll always tell them I need these colors: black, white, gray, or silver. And then sometimes it's G-R-A-Y, sometimes it's G-R-E-Y. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought maybe there's like a 50 Shades of Gray.
Dave Manley will be on in about 45 minutes.
Love that guy.
He released the next name.
And a big name. Not a UFC guy.
Yeah.
Which is surprising.
Well, he's still known as a UFC fighter. I mean, he's one FC and
will
all that.
He'll always be a UFC guy because of his dominance and his career?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. He'll always be a UFC guy because the UFC is here in the States, and that's what we know. That's what I know. You know, to me, how many 1 FC fighters can you name?
Demetrius Johnson.
Misha Tate's coming back.
Is she really?
Yeah, she.
What?
Coming out of retirement.
Misha Tate.
Yep.
Wow.
Just kind of threw that out there. For no reason other than why not.
I love it. I love it. And you see, what's her name? Clarissa Shields.
Yep.
Is training with the GOAT. Learning how to do some MMA. Coming over from boxing.
Floyd Mayweather announced his fight.
Logan Paul.
Who is Logan Paul, first of all?
He's a YouTube star.
Well, that's not the guy who just fought, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was his brother.
Well, one of them.
Right.
They're both like YouTube stars.
Couldn't, you know, it's an exhibition. Who cares? Seriously. I believe Floyd Mayweather could fight. I didn't know there were two Pauls. he could fight. He could fight both Pauls and Chris Paul.
Okay.
He could fight.
Don't put Paul Walker in there.
I wouldn't have.
Okay, good.
He could fight both Pauls, Chris Paul, and Alfonso Ribeiro, who plays Chris Paul on some of those commercials.
but why? Why does anybody want to see Floyd Mayweather shadow box with some internet dude?
Who knows? But it's easy money. I did neglect. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Another death. I mean, deaths happen daily. Yeah.
Who died now?
Pat Patterson.
Oh, from the WWE?
Yeah.
WWF's like legend.
Terry didn't call you?
No, I've talked to him.
Well, yeah, Pat's...
Dang. That's a big name.
It is a big name. You know, for yesterday.
Right.
You know, again, today's Utes. Utes? Yeah, Utes. Today's Utes don't know who
Speaking Pat of the wrestling, they're moving their production to St. Pete, Florida.
Yeah.
So it's going to be right here at Tropicana Field. I guess the NBA has taken over the arena in Orlando, and since they're starting the season early, they kicked out the wrestling because it doesn't make enough revenue.
I would imagine that'd make more revenue. The problem is the arena is the Orlando Magic's arena.
Right.
We know you own it, but we're not going to let you use it.
Like, get off our court.
Exactly. Or just you don't allow them to have games on whatever day the WWE's on. Like
winter stay.
Exactly.
You got shirts and skins.
I'll take the wrestlers. In a what I believe is a ridiculous, god-awful news.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear about the Olympics?
Yes, the breakdancing is now an Olympic sport.
But they want to get rid of, and have gotten rid of in the past, softball. They want to get rid of wrestling.
Well, yeah, that's like the number one Olympic sport.
It's
Greco-style wrestling.
Yeah, it's basically what started the Olympics.
What about MMA? Why don't they put MMA in there?
Well, they can't because of injuries. If you're going to have a tournament, I mean... The Olympics are not 6 months long. Now, granted, back in the day, as we all know, you know, the UFC had the tournament style, whatever. But I just think it's – but boxing, you fight more than one time.
You don't think hockey players get hurt? You don't think Canadian, like, you know,
no.
NHL stars
no.
get hurt
no.
in Olympics?
Canadians do not get hurt.
No, never?
No. You know, I make fun of Canada. on a regular basis.
Why? Our friends of the Great White North.
No, it's just our top hat. That's all. You know, it's, you know, Jason Rosso, who's our Canadian correspondent, all that stuff. But you watch a hockey game, Canadians are the only ones who will stitch up their own gash above their eye in between
penalties.
Periods. A session or lines or, you know.
So they'd be great at MMA. That's why GSP was so good.
Well, he never got cut. Just
cut up put your own corner and set yourself up.
Cut me. Yeah, he never got hurt until he didn't see Matt Serra's punch.
That hurt his pride more than his body.
Oh, my God.
That hurt his ego.
I was there.
That damaged his whole legacy.
No, it didn't.
It did.
It did not.
It did. It destroyed it. Right now, he's terrible. He's terrible.
He's terrified of the terror?
He's probably going to be playing basketball. I've seen him sweep off the court on his Instagram. Like, he's a big basketball guy. So maybe he'll come down to Tampa and play with the Raptors.
It did not change.
The Tampa Raptors?
Did you see the Tampa Raptors logo?
No.
It's the Raptor in flip-flops and sunglasses?
No, it's not.
It's pretty funny.
Is it really?
It is pretty funny.
They're here. They're in Tampa.
Yeah, it definitely is. NFL? Watched, there's games on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sundays now.
It's every day.
Well,
it's like the UFC.
It is like the UFC.
Too many games.
I don't watch them. I really don't. I watch the Bucks. That's all I really watch.
And they had a bye week this week. They should be rested. We have inside information that says they're going to run the table, go 4-0.
Who's the insider information for?
I can't tell you. I remember I'm a big star now. I can't just speak the things I know. I'm in the inner circle now. I can't give up the
tickets. You can't speak the things you know. I don't know what's stupider, that statement or the fact that you called yourself a big star.
Look, I'll give you a hint. It's inside source from someone that's behind you.
Anybody who plays for a team is going to say that they're going to run the table.
Well, not true.
Sure.
No, you think that if you played for the Cleveland Browns 2 years ago, you think that you were going to win a game?
Maybe not the players thought that, but the players would never say that.
In private, you don't think they would say that? They're like, oh, we don't have a chance.
Well, in private. But
how many
you're not
fighters?
Hanging out with fighters or with football players in private.
Oh, I am.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm in the inner circle.
You may be in the inner circle, but that's for other things. No, they're not going to say something to an outsider.
You don't think fighters like, man, I have no chance of winning this fight?
I've asked guys that.
Yeah?
We have asked guys that we're close with. That I could ask like an Eve Edwards or there's been a couple people that I have asked and they have always said that they thought they would win the fight. They thought it would be a difficult fight. And again, they're not always honest to me. I'm not stupid. But I would like to know from a fighter how you go into a fight not thinking you're gonna win. Unless it's like Conor McGregor who knew he had no shot against Mayweather.
Well, they
it was just for the millions.
So maybe they just respond and leave it in the gray area, if they can spell it.
I'm going to do the... Yeah, good job. I like that. You didn't even mean to do it. It is a gray area, you know, that is, you know, for sure. But I'm sure there are
you
fighters.
You think anyone who's going to step in with Israel, now that he got promoted, Israel got a black belt in the jiu-jitsu, he's learning the ground game, that has to fight Israel next, do you think they actually have a chance? I think they... actually can win?
I think whoever's going to fight him next, yes, believes that they will beat him. Isn't he going up?
He wants to go up.
Yeah, he's fighting Jan, supposedly.
Yeah, that's the next fight.
I want him to step up then. Step up there, meet, and fight John Jones.
If John Jones wins at heavyweight, is he the GOAT?
He's the GOAT now.
but he's the GOAT of the light heavyweight division.
No, he's not. No. He's the GOAT.
I mean, you can't say the GOAT. I mean,
first of all, I can say anything I want.
He lost to Matt Hamill. His record is not perfect.
He does have a blemish on his record.
Habib is undefeated and walked away and is at the top.
John Jones is the GOAT. Because of how he lost the DQ to Matt Hamill. If he would have lost...
What happens if he loses at heavyweight? And what happens to Jones then? Is still the GOAT?
I don't know. You know,
if Stipe comes in and just cleans house.
I don't know.
Because Stipe's got, the four title defenses? The most in heavyweight history?
Yeah, but that don't mean anything.
Oh, that means he's the GOAT if he beats the lightweight GOAT.
It doesn't necessarily make him the GOAT, but whatever. But yeah, if John Jones goes up to heavyweight and gets beat badly, then you go back to saying John Jones is the GOAT of the light heavyweight division. Right now, I believe John Jones is the greatest of all time in mixed martial arts. Yes, he has a blemish. I don't consider it a loss, but it's a loss. He did lose. It's a DQ.
Does Mac Hamill consider it a win?
No.
No.
He told me that. You know, we did a... It was kind of cool. We did a radio interview on Skype. So, like, I would text him the question. He would answer it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then it was kind of... I mean, Matt's a good dude. He's been in the restaurant.
Yes.
But, no, he's said that he has always said that he did not beat John Jones. And he didn't. He won by disqualification.
Yeah, but I'm taking the victory no matter what.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, just like you're betting on, and you know, when you bet against Tim Sylvia, you should have taken the money. You won. You won by technicality, but you still won.
Yeah, well, I'm not like that. I could use the money now.
Right.
You know, I wasn't thinking then.
Yeah, right.
I was young and dumb.
You had a chance. You could have.
Well, and the worst part was when Tim said, well, give it to me. I'll cash it. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's classic.
And then you mentioned the Paul Walker, you know, before. We were driving to the Dodger game when Paul Walker called Tim Sylvia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's kind of
cool. Did you ever see the movie that they were in?
No.
Tim, he was like a thug in prison,
okay.
And they were making license plates. And I don't remember if he got his throat slit or if he slit somebody's throat. I don't remember. With the license plate. Zip!
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Nah, not really, but it got us through the time. All right, break time. That's the best part of the day.
Break time. It's an Olympic sport now.
It is. It is an Olympic sport. We may even talk some more gibberish when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the big heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back. What's Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I'm nauseous right now.
Are you really?
I really am.
What's wrong?
Somebody just sent me a video of, I don't even know what the hell her name is, Jameel Hill.
Jameel Hill,
yeah. Okay. Who jokingly asked Jake Paul if knocking out Nate Robinson was racist.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Wow. That could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I've heard some pretty dumb stuff, most of it coming out of your mouth. But
but I would never say it's that dumb.
This is pretty stupid. All right, so Tin Man, you wanted to talk about something.
Well, yeah, I do, but I want to get this off my chest first. While you were on your break, I got a message from Deimos, the pro wrestler is here with Teal Piper.
Uh-huh. They were just in Vegas.
And they filmed the Ronda Rousey. They were training with her, doing the behind the scenes. They were training with Ronda because of the whole Rowdy Piper.
Okay, congrats.
No, it's cool.
That's so, getting something off your chest?
Well, they're coming by to talk this week. They're going to come by and do the show. Maybe they'll do it next week while I'm in Brazil. Now I'm training with David Vieira in Rio.
First of all, if you're not going to Rio,
can I borrow your Cheetos filled gi from George Gazelle? Can
no,
I borrow?
No, because you're not on the same level as George Gazelle.
Does your gi have Cheeto prints and cat fur all over now?
No.
Do you sleep in it?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, I haven't worn it since Rio.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So tell me, Tin Man, what are you doing?
Well, yes. Yeah, so in the house, in studio live, we
and he's Tin Man because he only has half a heart and half a brain.
Well, I was born that way, but I developed into it. Just like when I was born, I had no lungs. I was born with a rare disease called hyaline membrane disease, also known as respiratory distress syndrome.
So COVID wouldn't be good if you catch it.
Absolutely not. But I was born, the surfactant lining in my lungs was absent. It was missing. And, you know, I went on to actually have a healthy life, obviously. I beat the odds. I
spent the jury's still out on that.
The first 3 months of my life I spent in an incubator. I was in the NICU. And so I was, like, kicking around ideas. Like, how can I give back to the respiratory therapist, the children, the kids? And so I didn't have any money because I bought a new vehicle. So I'm out of cash. But Craig Williams stepped up to the plate from Hofacker & Associates. Big name. Obviously a legend in this town. Iconic figure. And he's like, you know, if you want to do something for the kids, you want to do something to give back to these nurses that are working through the COVID and tax to the hospital all year, I'll throw in some cash your way and sponsor the event. So tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., we are loading up the Jeep Gladiator. I'm dressing up as a gladiator to bring some joy to the hospital, to the kids, even if I can't go in the hospital.
Hold on, I got to ask, how is that going to spread joy?
Well, because you know
the
how
the pizza may, but you know how dressed as a schmo.
But you know how celebrities go to like hospital dressed up as like Batman and Superman and all the superheroes to make the kids smile. So I'll dress up as the gladiator with pizzas for 60 respiratory therapists, courtesy of Allie from I forget the Orthofix Spine, and Craig Williams, and we're gonna make some joy.
So this was a test. This whole discussion was a test for your next interview. You want to get
I had to get all the way out. Shout out to Ian Beckles. Ian Beckles, I'm trying to work it out so I sound professional on his program.
I got you.
I don't want his ratings to go down. I actually care about his career. So,
well, ours can't go down anymore that you already brought us.
That's right. The rock bottom, baby.
Oh my God.
Rock bottom. But no, it's a way to bring hope and inspiration. I know from my mother and her testimony of being in that situation, all she wanted to know when she was making these critical decisions on whether I could live or die or to take me off the respirator as an infant, that somebody had already survived it, that they had already made it through, and that there was hope and that she was doing the right thing. And so just being an adult, you know, healthy, active, riding a bicycle to New York, become a professional bodybuilder, eating pizza. I do a lot of these things to connect people globally through everyone's favorite food. And tomorrow, if you want to join in, you can meet us here, follow us down, or you can meet us at All Children's in the Turnaround Circle and help me feed all these wonderful frontline people that are sacrificing so much every day.
How about if I go in place of you?
Well, you gotta wear the outfit. You gotta get a mohawk. We need a stylist ASAP to come here and cut your mohawk in.
We want
diet red.
We want the nurses, who I'm very fond of nurses, I'm married to one, you know, the doctors and the children, to enjoy this, not be scared for the rest of their life seeing you dressed as.
It's not a bad idea for you to go like in incognito, because there's a certain UFC fighter from last week that's probably looking for you.
Hold on a second, Smarty. You know, you're trying to be funny.
But he's a former UFC fighter.
But he's a former UFC fighter.
There's an unemployed UFC fighter that's probably looking for you still.
Well, he's not looking for me. He said that he would never come on again.
He's a nuthead. He's probably looking for you.
Let it go.
I'm not letting it go.
Let it go.
I'll fight him for you.
All right. If you say
right here.
If you say one more thing, I'm going to scratch that vehicle that's sitting outside. Now let's see you say another word.
Sorry.
Where's my key?
Suncoast Credit Union is going to be really mad you messed up their vehicle. I haven't made a payment yet.
Well, that's on Suncoast Auto.
Craig Williams of Hofacker and Associates, can I borrow some extra cash? I got to get some paintwork done on my vehicle. I got to get some paintwork done on my new vehicle.
Are you done?
Yeah, but no, it's a great cause. It's great people in the community coming together for a great purpose. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it, and we'll make it happen tomorrow.
Is there any way we could step it up and get a better pizza company to make the pizza?
Well, yeah, we didn't have enough money for that. We're a couple, few dollars short for it.
You know, maybe we can go to one of the grocery stores and take the frozen ones and just stick them in microwaves and send it down.
Yeah, well, I used to do that. I used to go to Publix and defrost frozen pizza for you guys and get here super early, but. No, I don't work in that area.
All right. When we come back, get the fight card. Oh, by the way, Angela Hill was going to be on today, but obviously she is not fighting on Saturday.
Yes.
As the COVID monster, you know, hit them, which it's tough times. You want to work, you know, whether it's you here, me there, you know, the fighters that are flying in. And that's why there's been a couple things that have come up. You know, do I want to go to bare knuckle this weekend, you know, in Mississippi?
Right.
When I found out that the buffets were closed, the decision was pretty easy.
That was easy for you.
It was pretty easy. If the buffets were still open, it might be a little different. I was told, by the way, limited buffets, will come back in Vegas, but under a different kind of like what they do at the buffet or the salad bar at Texas de Brazil, where you tell them what you want and they bring it to you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And if it's like a particular seafood restaurant that's my favorite color and a seafood item that I really enjoy, when you go for the all-you-can-eat shrimp and they bring you six and then you never see them again, it's like, I'd like another reorder. No, I'm on break. What does that mean? But yeah, supposedly the buffets, you know, are coming back. But what I was saying is, you know, I want to travel. I do want to go to Bare Knuckle this weekend. Sure. I do want to go. Dave Feldman told me some locations Bare Knuckle is headed to.
Right.
You are not going to like me.
Oh, where are we
going?
You
can't like me any less than you already do, which I'm fine with. But you will be right here at this table while I am on the road in January.
Well, hold on. Let's think about this. If you have gas money, I'll drive you in my new Jeep that I can't afford.
You can't drive. You can't drive where we're going.
Where are you going? Overseas?
I'm not telling.
Oh, international trip with you?
You're not. No.
I'm a great travel companion.
No, you're really not.
Well, if the cats are going to be home,
I've traveled with you. I've traveled with you.
I'm great, except I don't stay awake in the taxi on the way to the airport.
That's another story.
I'm too old for this.
I just knew you fell asleep on the $75 taxi ride so that you didn't have to pay your half. I know it was a good move.
I'm trying to raise the money from Craig Williams over here.
It was a good move.
Can I borrow $75? I gotta pay this guy back.
All right, let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue, and 4th Street in St. Pete. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobblehead from MMA bobblehead.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I was jamming. I was listening to it. Is that Chicago? Old days? Yeah, how about that? I've told you this, right? And then we'll get to the card. How ironic. So my older brother and I have never really gotten along well, blah, 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 blah. His two favorite bands growing up, his favorite of all time is Maynard Ferguson. My brother played trumpet. Okay. Maynard Ferguson is a legendary trumpet player. But his two favorite bands growing up, and it still may be to this day, was Chicago and Cheap Trick.
Okay.
And then later on in life, for me to become acquaintance friends with Jason Scheff, the former lead singer of Chicago, and Robin Zander, the lead singer of Cheap Trick. You can't write that. You can't. You just can't write it. So,
would they be allowed to do that in today's modern world? Can you have like your name of your private band after the city, like Chicago, Boston?
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't have to get like special rights, like permission.
I don't know. Does somebody own the trademark to Albuquerque?
I think Wink does. I think, or Jackson.
Well, whatever.
Aren't they the mayor and the king and queen?
No, I don't believe so. But whatever. I'm looking forward to next week, mainly because you won't be here. But
that hurts.
The show is already stacked.
And you've got in guest studio.
I'm coming to Tour de Pizza without you. Billy Q and his dad will be here.
Awesome.
I think you said Teal's coming.
Yeah, Teal and Deimos, they'll be here.
So we'll have them. I may get the boxer I just talked to.
That's awesome.
So it could be fun.
And I'm not going to be here.
And I'm looking
I'll be with your boy Jorge down in Rio.
First of all, George is in Cincinnati. I can't wait. I cannot wait till the first time. We might just do it in my new porch where you and – because we'll do it privately because we won't let you know that we're going to film it. So it's not being filmed. And I just want to watch David choke you unconscious.
Why do you want that so bad?
I'm looking forward to it.
You got to wait in line. He doesn't get the first shot at the king. Like, you have to wait. You have to work your way up.
Trust me.
You have to work your way up to get to fight me. There's other people ahead of him that have earned the right to like
– to choke you out? Not only has David Vieira won Abu Dhabi, you can't even spell it.
Well, I don't even know where it is. But going back to the first segment in the first hour.
It was a long time ago. I don't remember it.
But when we were talking about the distractions, there's no distractions where it gives you a chance to focus. With the Mr. Olympia competition being moved from the Vegas, which has been the iconic Mr. Olympia bodybuilding competition forever, it's now going to be in Orlando next week. And so with that being said, Kuwait is where all the bodybuilders move to because of that reason, because it eliminates distractions. You don't have the restaurants and the entertainment and the movies and all the things that go along with it. You can go over there and they can build these monsters in the gym, like Big Ramy. And it's all about discipline and focus on your career.
I'm going to disagree with that statement.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to go back to what Galvin said. Like he said that he didn't have those distractions. You know, I know what I need to do. I believe that if I was doing whatever that may be and I cared about it, there's a big difference than what we do.
Right.
Because neither one of us really care. But if we cared, if I cared, I wouldn't, you know, if I was into bodybuilding or, you know, I cared about my health or whatever, I wouldn't eat sausage patties every morning.
But
I wouldn't, I would do what I need to do.
But just the distractions, going back to the legendary, iconic times of Chuck Tito, when these guys were rolling superstars, like they couldn't go anywhere without being noticed or attention or autographs or
it's, you know, the same now. Hasn't changed
for the top guys for the
yeah
the
but you
few,
just you just but you just mentioned two names that were the top guys.
That's true.
You're comparing Chuck and Tito to Connor today. It's the same thing. I mean, Connor is massive.
Right.
I get it. Connor doesn't want to be approachable. You know, Chuck always was. You know, the legendary Chuck story, the RFC brought him in town. And we did the RFC, and then we went to the Hard Rock for the after party. And the RFC had a room blocked off, you know, for whatever.
Right.
And I'm up there and all that stuff, and we can't find Chuck. That's because Chuck's on the dance floor.
Right.
He's with everybody.
Was he breakdancing? Was he ready for the Olympics?
He was getting ready for the Olympics, you know, exactly. So I mean, yes, Chuck and Tito were massive stars then. But it's like saying Otto Graham then and Patrick Mahomes now. It's the same thing. It's just different times.
It's true. But if you're in a culture where it's all about eat, sleep, train, and there are no other options, like it's just cultural that there's no distractions, you know, I think it gives you a competitive advantage.
I get it. No, I totally understand. But distractions are what you allow it to be and what you make it. You know, if I'm going to be that massive bodybuilder, that's all I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to I can't be distracted by Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, but it's also...
I'd rather have Dunkin' Donuts than work out.
It's similar to the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. Like, the elite athletes go up there to train at altitude to get a competitive advantage over their
I understand. So what are you getting at?
Competitors. I'm just saying.
People in Vegas, I have some pretty good friends of mine that they're pissed.
About?
That everything is leaving Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, the cowboy, the rodeo stuff is leaving. The conventions are leaving. They're going to places that are allowing them to have that. you know, the CES is already, it's going to be, what's it called, Zoom or virtual or whatever.
Right.
This will be the first time that I haven't gone in probably 10 years.
Sure. Well, the 49ers have announced their next two home games are going to be in Arizona.
They're the Arizona Niners.
Yeah.
They lost the 40. The 40 stays in San Francisco. No, I mean, and what's going to happen next year, next month? You know, when the new president comes in who's going to, you know, demand more things, and then you're going to have him butting heads here in Florida with DeSantis, and, you know, what can you, what can't you? I saw the sign, you know, that you have on Torta Pizza.
Yeah.
So the governor says you don't have to wear it.
Right.
You can have whatever, but the city is saying you do.
Right. And they came in Friday night during dinner rush to inspect my staff to make sure that we were all compliant. They brought in a uniformed officer to do so.
Well, that's better than a naked one.
The naked guy was on Saturday morning, but he was taken. He left with the officers as well.
how did that guy get in here if the building was closed?
Well, I had the doors open to create a cross breeze, take advantage of this cold front. Because, you know, in Florida, we have 2 days of winter a year. I wanted to maximize, turn off my AC.
I told somebody that. It was 48 degrees. I said, our winter will be over by tomorrow.
And, so.
All right. Before you take off and before we go out to Dave Manley.
So I always get in trouble for starting the reverse order, so I'm going to start at the early prelims. Your UFC Apex, December 12th at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN+. Plus. Your first night fight of the night is a featherweight division versus Chase Hooper, the up-and-coming star.
That's the first fight?
First fight versus Peter Barnett.
Wow.
That's a big name coming out. I mean, he's got a lot of clout behind him right now.
Chase was, you know, the Northcutt. He was, you know, that was good. That was their guy. He had his own M&Ms.
Yeah.
I still have them. My wife's like, can we get rid of this crap? I go, no, it's pretty cool. You know, if we get hit by a hurricane, we can eat a Chase Hooper M&M.
And then your second fight on the early prelims is a heavyweight fight versus Sergey.
You know why Chase is first. He has to, you know, get home and be in bed, you know, by 10 o'clock.
Well, when the lights come on, you have to be home. It's like the old school days.
Exactly.
Everything's going back to old school.
Right.
Versus Jason.
Chase is a good kid.
Jared Vandera. Your prelim card on the same fight night, obviously.
Obviously.
Women's strawweight, Tisha Torres versus Sam Hughes. It's your women's strawweight division. Then featherweight, you have Gavin Tucker versus Billy Q, our boy, who will be in studio next week live filling in for me.
He will be here next week. No, his dad's filling in for you.
Okay.
Billy's coming as the guest.
Perfect. The women's strawweight, Mackenzie Dern, returns to the octagon versus Verna Jenderoboba.
You're an idiot.
And then your featherweight, Cub Swanson versus Daniel Pineda. Zach, I don't know how to pronounce the P's.
Am I supposed to be listening to you?
Yeah, it's Cub Swanson. You gotta watch that fight.
Is that Cub that does that commercial with the cranberry? You know, the Fleetwood Mac song.
No. It looks like him.
I swear it was him.
Like
I really thought it was him.
I think Cub is who Khabib wrestled in a video on YouTube years ago.
No, I didn't. Whatever.
He wrestled a Cub.
He wrestled a Cub.
Well, bear.
So it was a bear or a Cub. Right.
It was Cub Swanson.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Junior Dos Santos and how do you pronounce that? C-I-R-Y-L.
Junior's my guy, too.
Cyril Gagne?
Big fan of Junior's. Just a pleasant dude. Him and Gabriel Gonzaga.
Junior,
pleasant people.
The heavyweight fight starts off your main card. It is your first fight on your main card. Followed up with the middleweight, Ronaldo Sosa, otherwise known as Jacare. Versus Kevin Holland. Your lightweight, Renato Moicano versus Rafael. I don't even know. Just stupid. Fever.
Oh my God, that's awful.
How do you pronounce it? It's not even like, doesn't make sense. Light heavyweight.
Hey, I know, dude, your name doesn't make sense.
Just change. Get a nickname. Like, get a nickname. Like, one that everybody understands.
That's what Billy did. Billy Quarantillo, who just goes by Q.
I thought it was part of the Olympic thing, that quintuple. Or betting, that's what it was. The betting, when you bet on four.
Quintello.
The lightweight co-main is a guy I know personally. He was once a pizza maker for me. His name is Tony Ferguson.
He made pizza for you once.
Did I lie? He made pizza for me.
Well, now, did you didn't eat a slice of that pizza.
He made pizza
for him. And then he took the pizza with him.
He made pizza in my restaurant.
Did he win or did Rashad win?
Tony won.
I don't remember.
Tony dominated.
Okay.
Versus Charles Oliveira, the Brazilian cowboy. And then your main event, Davidson Figueiredo versus Brandon Moreno, which is going to be fireworks.
I heard Henry Cejudo is going to come out of the rafters like Sting. You know, right in the middle of the fight, he's going to take on both and beat them both at the same time.
And he's going to get another gold medal in the Olympics for breakdancing. He will be the Quintella C.
Oh, that is pretty funny. Yeah. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. When we come back, we're going to reach out to Dave Manley. We're going to talk a little Demetrius Johnson, what went into that, 1FC, their involvement in MMA bobblehead, and I'm going to try to even scarf one to possibly give away. Or Dave can say that he's going to send it to Matt. I'll take it from Matt, and we'll use that as a giveaway. So I'll work on that and a whole lot more. When we return, Dave Manley, MMA bobbleheads. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back live from Fort Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. So Jorge Masvidal has a bobblehead. We're going to have his bobblehead take on the newest bobblehead. We've already kind of mentioned who it is, but let's welcome the genius behind the, he calls them MMA bobbleheads. I call them MMA figurines, Dave Manley. Dave, how are you?
Randy, naked. How are you guys?
I kicked him off. I didn't want him on when you were on, so that now you can't call him that name anymore.
Where is he?
Yeah, he's doing something outside, so you have to go take care of some business.
Making a pizza. Okay, hey, Randy, thanks for having me on. I just heard the commercial with Bruce. Isn't that awesome? Bruce is just so magnetic. What a great – thank you for putting that commercial on.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's my pleasure, A, for you, B, for Bruce, and three, because I love the product. So
Thank you so much.
It makes it very easy. So another announcement, this was kind of rare because typically there's a little bit of time in between each one. You just made the Daniel Cormier announcement, and now you make another one on Sunday.
Quick story about that. For the first time ever, a big either fighter or entity, in this case 1FC, reached out to me, and we actually crossed the finish line with this. Fighters have reached out to me before, Randy, and I think I've spoke about it a little bit on the show, and sometimes we'll get the ball down to the 10, and then that's it. We just can't get it over the goal line. But this time it was 1FC and Demetrius. They were both very interested in making the bobblehead. Demetrius was along for the ride the entire way, but there was a caveat, and that caveat was that it needed to be the Christmas ornaments needed to be made by Christmas time in time for Christmas, and the bobbleheads needed to be announced, the DJ bobbleheads. And so what that meant for me was all hands on deck. It was just a real rush type of situation. I didn't want to compromise the quality. So what I ended up doing was I only made 500 pieces. So this is a very limited edition. So that's how this came about so quickly right after the Daniel.
Let me ask you this. And first and foremost, it looks spectacular. You know, not
Thank
that
you.
The other ones haven't, but this one, you know, is up to quality. It is absolutely unbelievable. But my question is, are you concerned with Demetrius now being over at 1FC that, you know, shipping is now going to be a lot going to Singapore? A, that you're going to sell out, and B, you know, shipping them international, is that going to be any kind of issue?
Love that you talk to me about the business. It's like the only place I ever get to talk about the business. One of the concerns I had was exactly that, Randy. And so we made a deal with 1FC in which I would give them a bunch that they would keep over there, and they're going to put on their website, and people can order from one directly. Because you are absolutely right. Shipping to Asia, Europe, Africa, South Africa, it's very expensive. I was just telling somebody this recently. Why don't you try more to sell in Europe or wherever MMA is really popular? And the simple answer is because the shipping, the risk is very, very high. So when you're a small business like me and you ship something fragile like these bobbleheads over and it hits Berlin and it has a broken leg, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I'm an ethical small business owner, so I am going to pay for that bobblehead to come back to San Diego, and I am going to ship you a brand new one and more secure. What that means for me is I lose money. It's not like I don't make money. I will lose a lot of money on that. So it's tough. So, yes, to answer your question, we made a deal with 1FC. They get a bunch to sell in Asia.
Well, let me ask you another business question then. How does this change? You still have to ship them, whether you ship them individually or you're shipping them to the 1FC office. There's still that cost, and with how fragile it is, it still needs to be shipped unless they're going to send Rich Franklin over to personally carry them back.
He's on a boat right now outside of Long Beach Harbor. So, no, you know what, when you ship in bulk, when, you know, you ship, you know, 50, 100 on a pallet, and, you know, you could put them on a boat or you could ship them as fast or as slow as you want to ship them, there's a great cost savings. Right. When you ship from San Diego to, say Abu Dhabi, there's a lot of people who like the bobbleheads in the Middle East, Abu Dhabi. That's, Randy, that's like $32, you know, to get it there within 2 weeks' time. For one bobblehead, you know, so it's ridiculous. But yeah, when you ship in bulk and you pallet them up, it's much more reasonable.
And I would almost think that you would be able to, not that you will, you know, because of the way you're setting this up, but you could probably sell more outside of the States now with Demetrius over at 1FC and the massive star that he was here, but also the massive star that he is there.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I'm really taking for granted on this. I mean, I let me rephrase that. One thing that just caught me a little bit out of left field on this particular one is how popular Demetrius has really become since he's left the UFC. I think that there's a sentiment out there amongst, especially the hardcore MMA fans, where it's like, man, it's, you don't realize what you got until it's gone. And when, you know, first of all, this pose, making this pose, is an absolute dream come true, Randy. I mean, you know, if you think about iconic poses in just the history of the, you know, you think of the Chuck Liddell, and, you know, automatically you think of Demetrius Johnson and that and the punch up
Absolutely.
In the air. And so, you know, when I released the Demetrius, which we'll get to in a second because that's an awesome story. I didn't really take into account that the pent up, not demand, but just the missing of Demetrius, and the man that got all, it's got a lot of comments, a lot more comments, and you know, it's just really, I feel like this, people really like this one more than others.
You know, I'm looking at, you know, when I looked at, because obviously I'm at Torta Pizza doing the show, when I looked at my display and then I looked at the photo and I'm kind of comparing, and it's kind of like your children, but I have to be honest with you, this is one of my favorite, you know, and Demetrius not my favorite fighter. You know, he's a favorite fighter, but he's not my number one fighter. It's just the pose. That is legendary pose of a legendary fighter.
Yes, it is. You know what? And I had the privilege and the honor of having Demetrius actually show this one off for the first time. So I did an interview with him on my Instagram account a few days ago. I talked to him for about 20 minutes, and this is the very first time in the 13 bobbleheads that I made that the fighter actually showed his own bobblehead to the world for the first time. So that in itself was incredible. But I got to ask Demetrius about the pose itself, because I was thinking to myself while I was making this, and I was thinking, man, you know, Dave, when are you personally ever this excited about something where you throw your fists in the air and you're screaming like that? It's like never am I feeling like that. So I got to ask Demetrius the origin of the pose, where it came from. Is it natural? Is it forced? Do you have to remember to do it? And it was fun that, you know, hearing all the answers that he had just regarding the pose itself.
Well, we do have a couple of minutes, so feel free to answer a couple of those, since you know the answer and I don't.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, I asked Demetrius, one of the more interesting things that I think I got out of him was, like, is the pose forced? Like, do you have to think, are you going to do the pose? And he said, absolutely not. It's instinctual. And he says, as a matter of fact, one time he did forget for a nanosecond, and then he went and did it and just felt like really good. But the pose is from a video game. He's a hardcore gamer. I couldn't tell you the video game if you put a gun to my head, but I guess that's where it's from. And, you know, that particular pose on the box, because on the box I got to use a photo of him doing it. It was from the quarterfinals of the One World Flyweight Grand Prix, in which he won with a nasty guillotine. It was awesome. And he said it was his first fight there, and he's fighting in, I think, Japan, a lot of pent-up emotions, you know, fighting for a new organization, all that stuff. And it was a great fight. And when he got him in that guillotine, it was just an extraordinary, over-the-top, emotional pose. Someone snapped a great photo of it from One, and One FC was gracious enough to let me use it for the box art, which is really great for me as well. So it's all really tied in together nicely for this one, Randy.
We are talking to Dave Manley, MMA bobblehead. Let me ask you this, as you just announced on Sunday, the Demetrius Johnson. Is one pose more difficult than others, or is it roughly? I mean, obviously everything is going to be a little different, but are they similar in how difficult it is, the time that goes into it, or could there be one or two that are easier to make than others?
You know what? That's a great question, Randy. And there there are poses that are absolutely way more difficult than others. And I'm going to give you a great example, and that was Jorge Masvidal. I told you the story before. I think I saw you that day of the fight. I was in Vegas. I watched the fight live. Couldn't get the fight out of my head. I'm speaking of Masvidal Askren. And the whole way driving home, I'm thinking, how in the world can I make this bobblehead? Because Jorge had already wanted to make a bobblehead before the fly knee. We were going to do the one with him, pose with him behind his back, kind of leaning forward. You probably know what I'm talking about, but now that he did the fly knee, I'm driving home from Vegas, 5-hour drive, radio off. All I'm thinking about is, how in the world can I make this into a bobblehead without it breaking and all that stuff? So yes, there are very difficult poses. Whereas someone like Derek Lewis, he's got his 2 feet planted. He's, you know, obviously banging on his chest, but there's a nice balance. It's not going to fall over, tip over, and I can work with a good solid base like that. And to wrap that idea up, right now I'm working on some artwork for somebody in which both their feet are going to be off the base.
Wow.
And I'm obsessed with this idea. kind of like the Jorge thing. I have different drawings and sketches and bobbleheads at the dinner table. I can't, you know, I'm eating dinner and looking at it and talking about it. I can't get it out of my mind. But right now I do not have it figured out, but hopefully, you know, in 6 months from now, we'll be talking about this conversation here.
I'm sure Matt will be happy that I do this because you threw a softball and I was going to wait to throw it out. You said you couldn't get it out of your head. Well, Ben Askren couldn't get it out of his head either.
He still can't.
Before I let you go, we only have about 60 seconds left. Tell everybody where they can get information, where they can purchase. This one, like many, is going to sell out pretty quickly.
This one is already about, I would say, 70% sold out, and I don't even have the autographs yet from Demetrius. We're not getting them until mid-January, but you can go to MMABobblehead.com and purchase it there. I'm telling you guys that this one will sell out very, very soon, and this is going to be more of a collector's item than any other one for sure. You can follow me on all my social media at MMA Bobblehead and, you know, see behind the scenes. I interview the fighters. I show you guys some of the behind-the-scenes stuff and tell stories about, you know, working with the fighters and making the bobbleheads. It's really cool. But, yeah, this one's really exciting. And a little news flash, too, Randy. I'm taking some time off. I'm probably not going to make another bobblehead for about 5 or 6 months.
As always, Dave, thank you very much. We are out of time. We will talk to you again soon. Get on it. You want to own this one. Demetrius Johnson, the newest MMA bobblehead. This has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. It'll be big next week without Matt. Can't wait. What's
your... This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.